You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I've led many lives. Many of you have heard glimpses of these past lives, collecting medicinal plants, things like that, welfare worker, teacher, many, many things. So let me begin with something that may be of interest to you. Leave it to the audience. I remember when I was a teenager and I didn't know who I was, I remember very well the sufferings of being young. The adolescent years are very hard for all of us. They form us in many ways. I was an ordinary kid in so many ways, and am today an ordinary man in many ways. But I remember as a teenager, I would go to dances like everyone else, race cars illegally on Sunrise Highway like everyone else. I'd get grease on my hands like everyone else. I'd get into car wrecks like everyone else. I'd chase girls like everyone else. But I wasn't like everyone else. I was uniquely myself. And when I got into that corner of trying to understand it all, I would turn to reading. I read a lot of Jack Kerouac, which may surprise you, but he led me to some great places. I read Henry Miller. You may say, oh, Henry Miller is a sex writer. No, he wasn't. He wrote about sex, but all his writings about sex were really leading to questions about existence. I read those books from cover to cover, and I found some things in them that saved me. I remember reading Black Spring during one of my Black Springs. I was living through a black spring because of the social engineers attempting to deprive me of my birthright in this nation. They deprived me of my right to make a living, to give people who were less qualified than me positions I should have been offered. They passed me by because I was a white male. I had to go to literature to survive. It was through literature, such as Black Spring, that I came to a deeper understanding of my place and time, and allowed me to come to where I am today and to achieve what I've achieved today. Hopefully, it will continue to allow me to go forward. I have a few plays left in me. Now, what I came to understand while taking some time off from my show is that when you're as immersed in radio and writing as I am, almost to the point of exhaustion, it takes something out of you. And then when you have that blank time, when you have nothing to do, you realize what it took out of you. It's easy to get caught up in the fervor of work, 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 until you don't even know what you're doing and how hard you're working. And then when you get 4 days off, as I did, a bottom falls out of you. You'd better have a place to land. And luckily, I landed where I started when I was a teenager, which was reading literature. That has given me the understanding in my meditation of where I'm at, which is having a few plays left in me. You may be very surprised when you hear what's coming in my professional life in the coming months. It's a rebirth. I'm like a born-again savage. Some huge things are in my future, but I wasn't even sure I wanted to do them. But now I know I want to do them because God wants me to do them. I have a mission to save America. That's why I've worked for almost a quarter century to awaken America before we lose America. And now I'll quote from Genesis. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Genesis 21:8.
Savage.